はい、on to today's grammar point. Naomi sensei, お願いします。
Today's grammar point is ただ。
Now, continuing on with our subordinate conjunctions, ただ, which is also known as the ただ conditional. So in this four-part series, we're covering the many different conditionals. Now, the ただ conditional, now, ただ, which is a subordinate conjunction, is used to indicate that an action or a state expressed in the subordinate clause, basically the sentence comes before, may occur before the one expressed in the main clause. So something that precedes ただ may happen before the main clause. Okay, and this conditional also, the first part, what precedes ただ in the subordinate clause, the first part, the if conditional, has to be satisfied for the second part to take place. And this roughly translates to when the subordinate clause takes place, the main clause will take place. So when something happens, then something will happen. Or if the first part is satisfied, then the main clause will take place. So it's very similar to the to conditional. When something something, then, or if something something is satisfied, then. Okay, Naomi sensei, 例文をお願いします。
駅を出たら右に曲がって。
So here it's when. When something something, then. When you leave the station, turn right. Then we have another sample, and this time with the first part having to be satisfied for the second part to take place.
君が歌ったら僕も歌うよ。
If you sing, I'll sing too. So the first part, if the first part is fulfilled, the 君が歌ったら, if you sing, 僕も歌う。I'll sing too.
最初の君が歌ったら took place first, then 僕も歌うよ。The second part takes place next after the first action. 君が歌った後で僕も歌うよっていう感じですね。
Okay. This is the third lesson